Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, welcome back here on Studio Classroom. We are still looking up into the sky and searching for a solar eclipse.
That's right. Yesterday, we found out that solar eclipses actually happen about every 18 months. But you have to be in a very specific location for a very short amount of time to see and enjoy them.
What place and time is that? We'll talk all about that in today's lesson. Remember, this one is called Standing in the Shadow of the Moon. Let's get right into it.
Standing in the Shadow of the Moon. The total solar eclipse visible on August 12, 2026, is the first of three over a two-year period. The phenomena are part of the Saros cycle, which produces similar eclipses roughly every 18 years. Observers must be within the 290-kilometer-wide path of totality to see the sun hidden in plain sight. And these three eclipses are the most travel-friendly in decades. Whereas the path for the 2-minute-plus eclipse on the 12th crosses Siberia, Greenland, Iceland, and Spain on August 2, 2027, southern Spain, northern Africa, and the Middle East will have an astonishing 6 minutes and 22 seconds of darkness. Plan a trip to Luxor, Egypt, for the clearest skies for seeing the solar corona. Finally, those in and near Sydney, Australia, will witness 3 minutes and 44 seconds of darkness on July 22, 2028.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab, I'm Jack. 我们首先来看 eclipse 这个字，当名词的时候呢，它是指日食或是月食，或是黯然失色。譬如 the class watched the solar eclipse in awe as the moon slowly covered the sun and the sky grew darker. 全班惊叹地看着日食，只见月亮慢慢遮住太阳，天空逐渐变暗。Eclipse 当动词的意思呢是遮蔽，使失色或使失去重要性。譬如 ，Sally's success was eclipsed by unexpected problems that drew attention away from her achievements. Sally 的成功被意料之外的问题所掩盖，这些问题转移了大家对她成就的关注度。成语 into eclipse 的意思呢是失势或是黯然失色。譬如。After years of popularity, the artist's music fell into eclipse and faded into distant memory. 这位艺术家在风靡多年后，他的音乐不再受瞩目，逐渐消失在人们的记忆中。
There are certain things in nature that happen, and many people want to see them at least one time in their lives. People want to see the northern lights.In the northern parts of this world, or many people want to see a solar eclipse.
Well, they're in luck, Garrett, because today is the day. We read here the total solar eclipse visible on August 12th, 2026, is the first of three over a two-year period. It is your lucky day, friends.
Yeah, before we said that it happens about once every 18 months, so over these next 2 years,It's happening much more frequently.
It certainly is. We're going to find out in this section if you live in a place where you can see one of these solar eclipses.
Let's jump into it. We see it is the first of these three over a two-year period. The phenomena are part of the Sarocycle, which produces similar eclipses roughly every 18 years.
Okay, so it sounds like there is a specific cycle to these particular eclipses. And we see here that they are a phenomena. A phenomena is an unusual event or a fact. Usually this is something that happens in nature.
Right. For example, volcanic eruptions are natural phenomena. Pay attention, phenomena is a plural word. Singular would be phenomenon.
That's right. Okay, so we see here observers must be within the 290-kilometer wide path of totality to see the sun hidden in plain sight. Let's stop there for a moment and talk about the word we see here, observers.
Right. Who are we talking about? Who are these people? Well, observers are people who observe something or people who are watching something carefully.
Here's another example. Many observers watched the birds as they built their nest.
Okay, so observers need to be right there and seeing this in plain sight, or see the sun hidden in plain sight, that is. And these three eclipses are the most travel-friendly in decades.
All right, this is very exciting because we just learned that these eclipses are in an 18-year cycle. And it has been decades since these locations have been this travel friendly. That means that these locations are easy to get to and convenient for travelers.
For example, this app is very travel friendly. What would make a place travel friendly? Well, maybe it's from a country that's easy to go to. It's easy to get a visa there. Or the transportation going there is easy to use.
Another thing I think about when I consider if a place is travel friendly or not is the language that is spoken there. Is it a language that I can speak? Is there more of a universal language that many different people from many different countries can speak? That could also make it travel friendly.
Definitely. So let's see where these travel friendly locations are. Let's go through this next sentence together, friends. So we're talking about two different times when there will be an eclipse. We have this first one is on the 12th, or today. That crosses Siberia, Greenland, Iceland, and Spain.
Okay, now here is all about that second eclipse. August 2nd, 2027, southern Spain, North Africa, and the Middle East will have an astonishing 6 minutes and 22 seconds of darkness. That's a pretty big time difference.
Right, that first one was just a little more than 2 minutes, so it's about three times as long in somewhat different locations, though there is some overlap there.
Yeah, there definitely is. We read on, plan a trip to Luxor, Egypt for the clearest skies for seeing the solar corona.
You know, that makes sense. In Egypt, there isn't a whole lot of rain or clouds, so you can see the sky very clearly. The eclipse won't be obscured.
All right, well, we do have one more eclipse to talk about here, friends. Finally, those in and near Sydney, Australia, will witness 3 minutes and 44 seconds of darkness on July 22nd, 2028.
And the thing to pay attention here is, no matter which eclipse or which location it is, none of these are longer than just a few minutes.
Yeah, that is a really great point. Like we were talking about yesterday, eclipses don't last very long. You have to be in a very specific location, and just for a short amount of time can you see them.
So, are you ready to look straight up at the sky at them? Well, don't be so quick to do that. We'll tell you why in the next reading.
Standing in the shadow of the moon. Viewing solar eclipses requires caution to avoid severe eye injury. Under no circumstances should you attempt to observe one without appropriate eye protection. Purchase eclipse glasses that are approved by the International Organization for Standardization, ISO, or make your own using a solar filter. Use eye protection for all parts of the event except during totality.
Water passes through a filter that removes harmful substances and improves taste. 水通过过滤器可除去有害物质并改善口感。Filter 也可以当动词，意思呢是过滤。它的过去分词 filtered 可以当形容词用。在社群媒体的情境下呢，也是指使用滤镜处理。譬如 ,to present a more polished image,She posted a heavily filtered photo on her social media. 为了呈现更精美的照片，她在社群媒体上发布了一张大量使用滤镜处理过的照片。与 filter 相关的名词 ,filtration 是指过滤。譬如 ,through the process of filtration, we can ensure the air in this factory is safe for our employees.透过这道过滤流程，我们可以确保这座工厂的空气对员工来说是安全的。
Friends, seeing a solar eclipse can be an amazing experience, but there are things to keep in mind if you are traveling to one of these places. Let's talk about that now.
We need to talk about making sure we safely view eclipses. Our article says,Viewing solar eclipses requires caution to avoid severe eye injury. We see that word caution here, friends, and we're talking about careful action taken to avoid danger.
For example, it's important to drive with caution when it's raining out. You want to be safe when you're out in the rain, so don't drive too quickly.
I think we all know on a normal day, you can't stand outside and look directly at the sun. That doesn't change when there's an eclipse happening.
No, even though it is a bit darker, you still don't want to do that. Under no circumstances should you attempt to observe one without appropriate eye protection.
We have a few great terms to talk about here in this sentence, friends. First, we want to talk about that word appropriate.This means that something is suitable or right for the situation. This can refer to something like what you wear, or it can refer to something such as behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's try and use that in another sentence. You'll probably want to wear appropriate clothes if you go to a party at the beach. You wouldn't want to wear a suit.
Exactly. There are certain things that are appropriate for certain situations. And for viewing solar eclipses, you need the appropriate eye protection.
Eye protection. Things that protect, well, of course, your eyes. What would that be? Well, things like glasses or goggles can protect your eyes.
There are situations other than viewing solar eclipses that also require good eye protection. This could be things like working with heavy machinery or doing science experiments.
Yes, so you want to protect your eyes. Make sure to get that eye protection ready. You can purchase it. Purchase eclipse glasses that are approved by the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO.
Okay, let's talk about what the ISO is, friends. This is a group that sets international quality standards.
Now, does that sound vague? Well, it kind of is. This organization oversees many different things in a lot of different industries and tries to make things consistent across the world. It's called the ISO.Which, if you look carefully, might be surprising. Why is it not the IOS? Well, that's because this organization does work in a lot of different languages. They chose ISO to be a standard around the world.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. Let's try using ISO in another sentence. The camera meets ISO standards.
Okay, so you could buy some of this eye protection that's approved by the ISO Or it says make your own using a solar filter.
Okay, I have seen before where you can make your own eye protection for viewing eclipses. We read on here, use eye protection for all parts of the event except during totality.
All right, so when there is a total eclipse, it sounds like you don't need to use the eye protection, but you'd have to be careful that it really is the totality.
Yeah, that's a good point. Well, we have more to learn about this in just a moment, friends. Right now, it's time for us to take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends. Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? The clever idiom, hidden in plain sight. A couple of weeks ago, I lost my favorite blue hoodie. I searched everywhere, under the bed, in the laundry basket, even on the closet shelves. I was ready to give up when I walked past the couch. And there it was, draped right over the armrest where I always sit. It had been staring at me in the face the whole time. It was hidden in plain sight the entire afternoon. Hidden in plain sight means something is right there in front of you, easy to see but overlooked or unnoticed because it blends in so well or seems too obvious. We use it for objects, clues, people, or even truths that hide by being completely ordinary. For example, the answer to the riddle was hidden in plain sight, or the spy lived next door for years, hidden in plain sight as the friendly mail carrier. Here are a couple more phrases with hide. Hide one's light under a bushel means to keep your talents or good qualities secret instead of showing them off. For example, don't hide your light under a bushel. Your singing is amazing. You should join the choir. Hide from means to avoid or escape from something scary, difficult, or unpleasant. For example, sometimes I hide from tough conversations by pretending to be busy with homework. Finding that hoodie taught me that the things we need most are often right under our noses, hidden in plain sight. It can be frustrating or a little funny reminder to look a little closer next time. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Standing in the shadow of the moon. Whether you watch the show from a cruise ship in the Arctic or Mediterranean, gather with friends in your backyard, or watch it on a live stream, a total solar eclipse is not to be missed.
The couple went on a cruise to celebrate their 20th wedding anniversary. 这对夫妇参加了一趟游轮旅行来庆祝他们结婚20周年纪念。Cruise 也可以当作动词,意思是巡航,漫游。譬如, We decided to cruise along the coast in a small boat to enjoy the cool breeze and calm waves. 我们决定搭乘小船沿着海岸航行，享受凉爽的微风和平静的海面。另外来看cruise ship这个名词，它就是指大型游轮。譬如，the cruise ship carried hundreds of passengers who relaxed on deck, ate meals together, and explored new destinations during the trip. 这艘游轮载着数百名乘客，他们在甲板上放松身心，共进餐点，并在旅途中探索新的景点。Okay, that's it for today. I'll see you next time.
All right, friends, are you ready for the eclipse? Let's talk about how you can enjoy it.
There are many different ways to enjoy the specific eclipses we talked about in our article today. There's some great suggestions here. Whether you watch the show from a cruise ship in the Arctic or Mediterranean, gather with friends in your backyard, or watch it on a live stream, A total solar eclipse is not to be missed.
It's not something you want to miss. Let's talk about some of those ways you could watch it. Apparently, you could watch it from a cruise.
That would be a lot of fun. I can imagine if you were on a cruise ship that was specifically there to help you view the eclipse, they might have some viewing party set up, or maybe special chairs, or the eye protection we were talking about ready to go for you.
Yeah, that said, hopefully there's other entertainment, as the eclipse is just for a few minutes.
I can't imagine getting on a cruise ship just for 2 minutes.
Yeah, that would be a bit strange. One other way, though, to watch this is on a live stream. That would be a live video broadcast you can watch online from anywhere.
So many different kinds of events have live streams available now. Many concerts also have live streams.
All right, there might be times during the year when you can see us on a live stream as well from one of our events.
That's a good point. Now, there is one other thing we need to talk about before we finish our lesson today. It's this phrase, not to be missed.
If something is not to be missed, it's something you should definitely see or do. You shouldn't miss it because it's great.
Here's an example. The fireworks are not to be missed. And after reading our article, I also feel that solar eclipses are not to be missed.
Right. I might not travel far and wide for them, but a live stream sounds pretty convenient.
I'll definitely be checking it out myself. Well, friends, we have more to talk about in just a moment. We'll do that right after today's usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 under no circumstances 的用法，意思是在任何情况下都不该什么什么或绝不。这是一个强烈的语气词，放在句首的时候，后面的句子必须使用倒装句型。例如课文的这一句 ，Under no circumstances should you attempt to observe one without appropriate eye protection.其中动词或助动词 should, must, 或 can 等等要移到主词前面。除了 under no circumstances, 其他类似的用语还包括 by no means, in no way, 和 on no account 等等。来看例句。Under no circumstances should you leave your luggage unattended at the airport. 绝对不要将行李留在机场无人看管。
Friends, I've had a lot of fun talking about solar eclipses today, but before we go, let's take a look at today's Talk About It question. Would you like to experience a total solar eclipse? Why or why not?
I guess my answer is yeah, that would be enjoyable. Honestly, I think I might have seen one before, but...I don't remember it all that well, so maybe I need to do it again.
I think I have a similar answer to you, Garrett. I might have seen a partial solar eclipse in the past, but maybe I was too young to remember it very well. I certainly would like to view the solar eclipse at something like a viewing party. It could be fun to get some friends together and watch it together.
Yeah, it certainly is an amazing natural phenomenon.Although, I think I'd still rather go see the Northern Lights.
That would be a really good time as well. What about you, friends? Do you plan to watch the solar eclipse? That's something that you can talk about in English. That's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again next time, right here on
Studio Classroom. Bye!
I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.